Here's episode 337 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. That's me, your host, Doug Culp. What's been going on this week? So, I got hired at Five Guys. Like I said, I started my schedule. And I've only worked there 2 days. And they've been pretty good. I mean, as far as... as far as 2 days can show me. And I'm already dominating the register. Like, that's what they have me on for pretty much the whole time. Because... I mean, I explained my Lyme disease and that a lot of stuff is going to be difficult for me. There's been times when, like, I kind of started walking towards the grill to maybe help out a little bit. And then whoever else was on picked up where they left off. And I'd be okay just doing register there for the whole time because... I'm talking to people and I'm thanking them for wearing a mask if they do. There's a lot of shitty, stupid fucking idiots here in Utah who don't care that they just don't wear a mask and they're just excited to be able to eat in somewhere again or get carry out or DoorDash or whatever the fuck it is. But COVID is still rampant in the world, and just because people are tired of being worried about it doesn't mean it's gone away. So that part's pretty scary about my job. Last week's episode was me pleading to Shaq to get me more hours. And you know what? I don't think this was Shaq, but I did take over someone's shift for it's coming up Sunday. So my 16 hours for the week turned into 22 hours, I believe. And, I mean, that's not nothing. It's still pretty low on the income where I'd want it to be, but it's better than what it was before picking up that shift. Because I picked up a 5 to 11 shift, which... they're open till 11 on Sunday nights? Are you fucking kidding me? Or I guess the shift goes till 11. Open till 10. But still. Fuck, dude. So. The manager was like, you're okay taking a closing shift? I'm like, yeah. I mean, I gotta take the hours where I can get them. And if it means putting some shit away and helping out in other departments and whatever the fuck, I'll do that. But it sucks that I have Lyme disease, so I'm just not as able as I'd like to be. And I get tired doing really simple shit. We had a once per quarter checkup on my second day working there. And they do this thing where they're like, okay, is every single thing as clean as it should be? And there's like 100, I think there's 100 things that they check while they're doing it. And we got a 98 out of 100, which should sound great, right? It should sound like a, holy shit, you got a 98? Awesome. Not awesome. Because unless you get 100%, you don't get a bonus from that checkup. And man, that's shitty. Like, it's shitty of Five Guys to do that, because it's a negative motivator. Like, at least prorate it from 95% to 100%. And then if you get a bonus, then just kind of like, because the total possible bonus is $1,000 split between who was working that day. And there was four of us. So it would have been $250 each tacked onto our paycheck. Fuck yeah. But one of the managers didn't do their due diligence in one of the things that that should have been cleaned. And then another one of the points was off, and I don't remember why. But it's so fucking shitty to be like 100% or nothing, all or nothing. It's like, fuck you for even thinking to do that to your employees. Because then it's this whole Stockholm Syndrome situation of like, we're all really happy to be here. So happy to be able to get these possibilities for a bonus. Oh, what's wrong? It's a group project and I didn't do fucking bullshit wrong, but other people did, so I don't get a bonus. Fuck that. So shitty. Let's see, what else? I've been getting a free, so it's three separate things that are possible for free meal if you've worked a 4-hour shift. And it's a little burger with cheese or bacon or both. And little fries and a shake. And I haven't tried the shakes yet. It's fucking insane to me that there's unlimited toppings on the shakes. Like, fucking dial it back a notch. But I've taken the fries both times. Because one thing about the fries at Five Guys is they're really good in the moment. And another really good thing about the fries at Five Guys is they're really good later. Like, they hold really well. And I don't know if that's the peanut oil working its magic or what, but I mean, I've just opted for burger and fries each time. And, and I've got to get the shake at one point. And I mean, I'm probably not going to get the bacon in the shake, though that's a topping option. Well, one reason I'm not going to get the bacon in the shake is because I don't know. I don't know how much of a secret this is. Like, it's certainly like something that I learned in the training videos, but at Five Guys, if you get bacon on your burger and you're like, oh, it's kind of dry, or like, oh, it's not as good as I'd want it to be, it's because we cook all of the bacon in the morning for the whole fucking day. Whew. Not great. Not great. I mean, when it gets busy in there and there's a lot of patties, I understand. I understand not wanting to cook bacon if someone orders a bacon cheeseburger or some shit, but the reason that I don't care for the bacon at Five Guys is, well, it's kind of been sitting out. Like, bacon sitting out all day? Fuck. Give it to me fresh, man. Like, make it on the grill when I order it, like you make the fries and the patties. Like, shit. So that's why I've just really been averse to getting a bacon cheeseburger there. I mean, it makes sense, though, too, because it's like, hey, you want some kind of old food with your fresh patty? No, I would rather not. No, thank you. Oh, extra bacon? No. They also cook it. We also cook it like long enough, and there's a bacon drop test where you drop it from like 4 inches from the table, and if it cracks, then it's ready. If it like breaks into pieces, it's ready. I'm like, no, that's not how I like my bacon cooked at all. That's some Denny's shit. Like, that's some that's some fucking shit where you're like, oh, okay, so a lot of care was put into the bread and the meat and the toppings. But then when it comes to bacon and the cheese, it's like, hey, this is what you're gonna get. Like the cheese is pre-sliced. It's like pre-sliced American cheese, and it's fine, it's good, it's nothing special at all. Like, fuck. If I had it my way, certainly you get the bacon cooked when you order the burger. Fuck yeah. And then cheese-wise, fucking damn it. Like, I would, man, I would really love fresh sliced off the block cheese. Because cheese is a living thing. I don't know if you know this. Any vegans out there listening, you already know this. But cheese is alive. It's like culture, and it's alive. And when it's pre-sliced, it's not like the individually wrapped pre-sliced kind, but it's not far from that, because it comes in a big ass sleeve of cheese, and then you gotta like stack it staggered, and it's just fine. Like, and man, what one thing I noticed from the training videos, it was like, hey, we spend a lot of money on our toppings, and that's why it's a good burger. Now, I don't know, like the tomatoes and onions and lettuce are chopped fresh every day, which is really cool. But the cheese, nope. And the shit. I mean the bacon for sure, like I just said. Oh, but the pickles are like, they're, I guarantee you there's like not, there's zero special about the pickles. The dressing is like, it's like brand name dressing. It's like you just, some of the stuff is like Five Guys brand, and that's cool. But the only thing, the thing that they stressed the most in all the training videos was like, our bread is fucking amazing. You will not find bread like ours anywhere else, because we used to get it from this one bakery and they closed down their one location. And now we hired the bakers from that bakery to keep making our bread. And I'm like, cool, man. Like the bread's pretty good, but it's not, I've never eaten a burger and been like, this fucking bread though is so good. It's just, bread is like, for a burger, when I eat the bun is an afterthought. And I'm like, oh yeah, I guess that bun was good. But I'm not like, oh, I can't fucking believe how good this bread is. Oh, it's pretty good, but it's, I mean, you know. So, on top of like the how amazing their food is, and the fries are amazing, and I'm sure the shakes are amazing. Like they look really good, and I'm like grateful to be working, and it is cool. Like there was a trick question in my interview, and they were like, so what have you noticed about the advertising, the marketing for Five Guys? And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, there is no advertising. I'm like, cool, bro. Cool story, bro. Cool story, Hansel. So, but again, the food is really good. Happy to be employed. Happy to be there. Happy to hopefully get the fucking the pandemic unemployment assistance money soon, because that shit should have been to me already. Like I called them. This must have been within the last week, but I called them just to be like, let me sort some shit out and just see what's up. And they go, so you haven't received your first check? And I said, no. And they said, okay, well, that one should have been sent out already. We can cancel, we can void it, and then send you another one. And I was like, yes, please do that, because I texted my old roommate and I was like, hey, in case there's any lingering mail, will you just text me and let me know? And they didn't respond. And then I just waited till the next day and I just texted, please? And they didn't respond. So fuck you if you're out there, if you hear this one day, you fucking piece of shit, price gouger for the apartment that I used to be in. I call it an apartment. It's like a quadplex. It was something really fucking weird and really just a shitty, shitty, shitty place. The only redeeming quality that place had was, hey, utilities are included. I'm like, all right, but you're probably covering your whole rent with mine and the other roommate's rent, huh? Like, you piece of shit. Oh, fuck. Yeah, man, that kind of price gouging is sadistic. It's fucked up. Because, like, have your own income, have your own job, and then rent to people. Don't be like, I need to make rent, so I need other people to make rent for me. It's like, fuck that. You're not providing the house at that point. At that point, you're subletting the rent completely because you're irresponsible. And I know something about being irresponsible because I'm living in a van and just fucking trying to get through all this bullshit. What else? I played this new game on my brother-in-law's Ultimate Arcade 2 called Berserk, and it's a really old game. Like it's a pretty simple like grid style, and but it's kind of a maze. And then if you kill all the robots in the room, occasionally this like bouncing smiley face comes after you, and you don't want that smiley face. Like it looks like it's a bonus of some kind. You're like, ooh, maybe extra guy or something. No, that smiley face, that bouncing smiley face coming at you is gonna fucking kill you. And I don't like, I didn't notice any story to the game. It's but you're a humanoid. You're like a human in this room full of robots, and all the robots are trying to get you. And the robots can kill each other on accident, which is fucking awesome when that happens. And if you kill all the robots in the room, and you get a bonus, and then you leave to the next room, and the robots change color according to how high your points are, and they get increasingly more difficult. And it's just a pretty fun game. It's really simple in concept, but like I still haven't gotten to a point where you get a score that gives you an extra life, but pretty fun. I got a new high score in Joust tonight, which My brother-in-law and I played, and it's like a two-player game, you know? And it's scary because you can accidentally run into each other, and then you lose a life, and you're like, fuck. But I got 109,500, which any Joust players out there, anyone listening who's like, that's not that high. Yeah, I know. I'm getting there. I'm getting better. But the pterodactyl is really scary. I accidentally killed it. The quote unquote unbeatable pterodactyl. I accidentally killed it one game. Got like 1,000 points, I think. And every 20,000 points on Joust, you get an extra life. And the sound it makes when you get an extra life, so rewarding. Anyone who's read Ready Player One, not the movie, not watch the movie, because Joust makes zero appearance in the movie, and there was a pretty big story point in the fucking book, and it was really exciting. And like the, oh man, they really fucked up the movie of Ready Player One. I'm not like, I'm certain that either A, Ernest Cline was like, you know what? Ernie Cline was like, you know what? Make all the changes you want. Let's make this a movie. Let's make this a blockbuster. Let's fucking sell out the theaters. And let's fucking do this thing. Or he kept saying, like, hey, can we put this back in, though? Like, from the book? Because I really loved writing this part, and I really loved imagining it, and I would really love to see it on screen. And then there was just pushback from whoever was like assigned to write the movie with him, and the director, which like it was Steven Spielberg, I think. And I think Steven Spielberg has infinite money, I'm pretty sure. So like there's a Joust story point, there's a Robotron story point, there's a Rush story point. You know, the band Rush, one of the fucking greatest bands to ever grace this earth. And it just, all that shit was just, I don't know. I don't know what happened to that when they made the movie, when they were writing it and putting it together. Dang. Kind of a Ready Player One tangent, huh? See, there's still a lot of unrest in the world, which, I mean, it's good. The defund the police is really good, and I hope that most, if not all, police just either don't exist anymore after all this. Or they're so defunded and so restricted that if they go into like dangerous situations, that they won't have guns, that they'll be on their best behavior, and fucking we just have to watch all the cops like hawks because they are fucking terrorist organization. The militarization of the police, fuck you, fuck anyone who thought that was a good idea, and fuck most, if not all, police as far as the job goes. Like, fuck that as a job, fuck that idea to police people. It's not okay, and it was never okay. An officer is short for overseer, and that job started when slavery ended to like go find slaves who had escaped and bring them back. But also, it's so fucked up. I fucking hate the police so much. Fuck you. Fuck the police. Not you, the listener. The royal, don't even want to say the royal you when referring to police because it's such a fucked up, stupid job that shouldn't exist. Oh, I went and spent time with, so I was with my brother-in-law and my sister, and then I was hanging out with my other brother-in-law and my other sister, and they generously allowed me to charge up my portable battery situation, which is going to be great for the next couple days because I'm going to just have to work like tomorrow. Is it technically still tomorrow? Yeah. Tomorrow, aka today, if you're listening to this on Friday, I'm going to start work at 5 p.m. and then I'm working till like 8, I think. Is this 3 hour shift? Right? I mean, it's not right, but is that correct? Yeah, 3 hour shift. So if that means I don't get a free meal because I worked under 4 hours, I'm gonna fucking burn that place to the ground. On a Friday? Like, fuck you, if that's real. I'm not actually gonna burn that place to the ground. Figure of speech. But, I truly hope that I get a meal tomorrow. Otherwise, I'm gonna be really upset. Like, because that job isn't like super easy, and a lot of people just kind of like roll through their order really, really quickly, and gotta repeat things back. Oh, I taught my general manager a button that he didn't even know about on the register, because day one, I was like, hey, is there some sort of like duplicate button, like if someone orders. Because someone ordered six of the exact same burger, dressed the exact same way. And I go, so we would have to like input each burger separately? Seems like pretty inefficient. And he's like, yeah, that's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. But I was like, all right. And then fucking super sleuth Doug over here just looked a little harder at the screen and was like, oh, on the register that I was used to, it was duplicate, but on this one it says repeat. And so I tried it out and I was like, da da da, repeat. And then it's like, repeat how many times? And I'm like, oh, that's even better. Because what if you had to go repeat, 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 repeat. Okay, how many times did I repeat that? Four times? But just going repeat. And then it's like, repeat how many times? Three more times to make it four. Boom. So fucking easy. And I'm already increasing efficiency there by just working the register. So, fucking promote me to manager. I think, man, I get when a manager is on their shit and like doing all of the jobs that a couple different people could do to save hours. Like, fuck that concept of like capitalism being like, oh, we need to save on hours. We need not as many people here because if we pay too many people, then fucking we're gonna be like, get over yourself, fuck off, and just pay people to do their job. Manager should be there to, yeah, step in a pinch and like help out in a pinch, but not all the time, not all fucking day. Manager should just be there to be like, all right, guys, get off your phone. Or like, okay, fucking, we need more potatoes up here. Or like, okay, blah, just keep things going, keep the train rolling. Because if you're dependent on managers to do the work of employees, then again, Mr. trying to be efficient over here, like that's inefficient. That's not a smoothly running business if your managers are need to do every job or need to do a couple of the jobs that employees could do. I, God damn it, non-existent, God damn it. I need to get funding for the fucking cool ass restaurant that I want because I mean the food's gonna be fucking delicious, but then also I'm gonna hire competent people who can just do the job, and then guess what? Pay them enough, give them benefits. Is that someone screaming or is that a siren? People in Utah are so fucking bored that they'll come to a Walmart parking lot and hang out. It's like, go somewhere else. The fuck is your life if you're hanging out in a Walmart parking lot? And this is coming from me who I lived in Kentucky and occasionally we would go to Walmart really late at night. Supercenter just opened up. Fuck, let's go. Let's go get some candy or some shit. Walgreens, every fucking Walgreens was open 24 hours. You go to Walgreens, but then you get in the car and you fucking leave. Because guess what's fun about being in a parking lot? Nothing. Guess what's fun about sleeping in a parking lot? Nothing. Fuck. Shit, 30 minutes, huh? All right. Support independent artists. Go to check out my music if you dare. If you want to, go to reallyglad.bandcamp.com. Someone, I think this was also in within the last week, someone bought my full digital discography, which is like 10 bucks, but I made it there's I made it be a discounted price if it's if you buy the whole thing. And then someone bought one song and paid. Okay, I'm just gonna first tell you that I charge 69 cents for this song called Logic and Reason, and someone bought it for $60. Like I guess and hope that it just touched them so much that they were like, holy fucking shit. Not only is this a good song, but I'm gonna pay more than the suggested retail price because this guy gets it. Like he's on another fucking level. I don't know. I'm just on a level. I'm just on a regular level. You know, like that one level in Berserk when the robots are red. Hoo-hoo. Or when they turn blue and they shoot twice as fast and move twice as fast, or when they turn green. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Still not as fun as Robotron. I mean, it's cool that like you can't run into the walls either. If you're not careful and you're just like trying to scrape against the walls, guess what? You get electrocuted and you fucking die. The smiley face bounces into you and you fucking die. The robots can shoot your bullets, but you can also shoot the robots' bullets. And it's, I mean, 1980 is when it came out. So, you know, find it and play it if you want to. Or don't. But most importantly, for the week, for the month, for the whole fucking rest of the year, for all of next year. Like this next election cycle is gonna be fucking insane. If Fuckface wins, it's gonna be fucking insane. If Fuckface loses, it's gonna be fucking insane. And I hope we're all prepared for that. And I'm glad that all of the stuff with Black Lives Matter is moving forward the way it is, that people are waking the fuck up and going, oh, whoa, yeah, cops kill a lot of black people every year, and it's not acceptable, and it's never been acceptable. It's like de-escalation training. Fuck that. Just defund the fucking police. Oh, here's the thing that happened yesterday. So I saw someone like maybe put something on my window and then they took a picture of it. And I was like, that's kind of weird. And then I looked at it and it said, believe there is good in the world. And then they had written in different color marker, BETHE, good in the world. And I was like, okay, all right. I guess this is like an encouraging statement. They're on my side. They see that I'm struggling. That's cool. And then I found two other cards, and they went together with this. And they probably took pictures of all of them. I took pictures of them and put them on my Instagram. But one of them was like, in case you haven't heard it in a while, I'm proud of you. And I'm like, you know what? Like, I don't personally need that from strangers, but it's nice. Like, they were like, this dude's struggling. He's clearly living in here. Let's write him a note. Let's write him a few notes. And they probably took pictures of it and posted it to their Instagram. And they were like, look, we did something for this guy today. And I mean, who knows the effect that they think it might have, but the thought was nice. Shit. Earlier I went to Burger King and I was like, mellow yellow, no ice, please. And they're like, no ice. And then I go, my burger, if I can get extra pickles and extra mayo and extra ketchup. And they typed like heavy all plus 50 cents. And the coupon that I had was for $3 for 10 nuggets, small drink, burger, medium fries. And the burger wasn't a Whopper, but it was still a cheeseburger. It was a double cheeseburger, actually. But, and so I'm like, no ice, please. No ice. Okay. I get up to the window. They hand me my drink. There's ice in it. Like quarter of the cup of ice. And I just go, oh, this is supposed to be no ice. Sorry. And they go, oh, and I tried to hand it back to them and they go, well, we can't take a drink back once it's been handed out, but we'll get you the so I ended up with two drinks. And then I also was like, so I noticed that there was 50 cents charged for extra sauce and extra pickles. Like, I've never been charged for that ever in my life. Like, I don't know. And clearly, the person who was working the register was new, and they didn't know everything to do with a special order. And Burger King used to have this song, hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us. That you let us make it your way, have it your way, or no way at all, have it your way at Burger King now. Pretty sure that was it. But they're really famous for that slogan. And also, it's fast food. It's really, really easy to get right, especially if you know the register. Like I was saying earlier with the fucking register of Five Guys, it's like pretty, it's not pretty complex. But it's complex enough where if you're not listening and you don't repeat it back to the customer, then you might fuck something up. But fucking something up at Burger King register? Like, come on. So I was really, I said it exactly the way I said it earlier, where I was like, so I noticed that, and they were like, okay, well, we'll get you 50 cents back for that. And they gave me 2 quarters, and I'm like, you know what? Good, because that's money, and that fucking counts towards exact change. That counts towards buying anything else. Money is money, and I'm never gonna turn down a good deal, especially that $3 for the fucking. Oh, and I go, can I also get some ketchup for the fries and maybe barbecue sauce, some barbecue sauce for the nuggets? 10 nuggets. They gave me one little cup of barbecue sauce. And if you know the size of sauces at McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's, pretty much all the fast food places, they're fucking tiny. Like the amount of sauce for that is probably like 4 nuggets. So if they would have given me 2 sauces, I would have been like, all right, but I would have preferred 3. And also I keep extra sauces. Like I have a fucking section of my car where I'm like, well, here's the sauce container. Well, here's the Parmesan and red pepper flakes container. All about reusing. It's all about maximizing what you can get for what is offered. And I still have 5 nugs left for eating, and I'll probably eat them before I go to bed. Yeah, it's only 10:35 and I'm tired. And maybe it's from the Burger King that I ate earlier. Maybe it's from the meat cake I ate earlier. And when I say meat cake, it's meatloaf, obviously, but my sister told my niece, who's like not yet 2, but she's saying so many things and like full sentences, and she was like, it's like meat cake, and then she goes, meat cake. Like, that's really good description of meatloaf. It's pretty awesome. What is that in the distance there? Is that a tent of some kind? Oh, wait. Oh, okay. That's a fucking gas station. What am I? I'm parked in a different place than before. Like I was saying, there's nothing cool about sleeping in a parking lot. It's not great. It's like if the Walmart was open 24 hours, that'd be a little cooler. 'Cause maybe I'd roll in and get some ice, maybe re-up on some Mountain Dew. But as it is, it's just like occasionally there will be people who are sitting there for hours with their headlights on, maybe their car running, I don't know. But people just showing up in this parking lot. I'm like, what the fuck is your life? You're clearly not living in your vehicle. Why are you hanging out in a parking lot? What the fuck? Like, go to a parking lot. But this one has cameras. It says it everywhere. And it's like, but you don't need to hang out in this parking lot specifically. Oh, good. That motherfucker is gone. There was someone who was parked looking directly at the van, and there's no parking spaces that are slanted that way. So they were just parked cattywampus, fucking crooked and shit, just with their headlights blaring at my van. I'm like, get the fuck away from me, please. Like, get the fuck away from this parking lot. Just go somewhere else and do your business elsewhere. fuck off. Please. I applied for a job in LA with someone who, I'd be working for someone who I know, and from back in the Meltdown Comics days, and like I haven't heard back, and that's okay. Maybe they're still in the deciding phase, but if I don't hear back, I guess I won't be surprised. Just because, I don't know. I don't know. One time, I asked this person after a show at Meltdown. I was like, "You want to go hang out?" And they were like, "No, I don't want to hang out." And I was like, "Ugh, fuck! Why'd you have to put that tone in it?" And also, why did your mind immediately go to something bad, like, or something? I don't know. I was just like, I just wanted to maybe hang out and smoke some weed and drink Mountain Dew and just hang out.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to hang out. I'm like, okay. Okay. So a really good thing about getting my battery charged is that I'm going to be able to hook up my laptop and just fucking send it out into the internet. But also, it was cool to hang out. Like, I mainly go to the house that has arcade games. Like, I've talked about that house a bunch of times on here. But it was cool to go to my other sister's house. A, because they're moving away pretty soon from Utah. And I'm like actually really happy for them because getting out of Utah is, can be otherwise said as escaping Utah. Like, getting the fuck out of Utah. Because it's a cesspool of conservative minds and just shit. There's not a ton to do, but also the amount of conservative posters I see for people running for governor, I'm like, I need to get the fuck out of this place. Like, one of the people running for governor is like, "Yeah, I was called out by or I was addressed by Trump once as one of the original supporters." And I'm like, "Oh no, this is so fucking scary to be here where people think that's a good thing." Ugh. Ugh. Yikes. I'm gonna be so, I'm gonna be very glad when I get to leave this awful, awful state. I'm gonna miss my sister, my brother-in-law, my niece and my nephew, and sure, I'll miss my parents. I mean, I'll miss hanging out with my dad the most of my parents, 'cause my dad gets it. Like, he's cool. He's woke. Like, he's up there. He occasionally knows more new bands than I do, and I'm like, that's cool. But we, like, I like hanging out with my dad enough to where I was like, let's start a Star Trek podcast called Star Trek Interpods, where it's a watch along podcast for Star Trek Enterprise. And then once we finish Enterprise, I mean, there's so many more Star Treks that we could do if we just want to keep going. And then so we're going to go in chronological order. And once Enterprise, all the episodes are up for that, then we're going to move on to Star Trek Discovery, and then Star Trek The Next Generation. Or no, the original series, then Next Generation, then I think Deep Space Nine, then Voyager, then Picard. And by the time we get to Picard on Star Trek Enterprise, it'll be in season three. I mean, if they get there, that would be fucking awesome. Oh, and then there's another Star Trek series coming out called Star Trek Strange New Worlds. I'm like, let's do that one too. I'll try and stop saying that much, but I'm not gonna edit it out, 'cause this is the real shit. This is the unedited shit. This is the shit where you're like, I'm listening to this because I believe in this person or because I am entertained by them. And I just kind of want to see what's going on in their life. And occasionally I'll have guests, and I gotta get more guests, especially now that I have a job and I can schedule my life around it. But, mean, I gotta go back in the Yamatat email and see who has specifically asked to be on the show, because I used to do only guests. Like, that was for the longest time. And when a couple times when I'd screw up and be like, oh shit, I didn't book a guest this week. It's like, because I'm doing everything. I'm producing it, I'm editing it, I'm hosting it, and I'm just getting it out there to the world just because I want to have my own pirate radio show. And now I'm posting it from a parking lot, and you'll fucking see, hear it or you won't. And I don't have ads, and that's okay. But you know I'd love ads anyway if it was from places that Shit. It's almost an hour. All right. That's enough mindless self-indulgence for 1 week. No, I've never heard that band. But I know of them. Let's see. Oh, real quick, back on the Black Lives Matter movement, when people were surprised that Aunt Jemima and Mrs. Butterworth and Uncle Ben were not good to have as capitalism drivers, as money makers. It's just crazy how many people were so ignorant, like even 3 weeks ago, a month ago. And now all this stuff is coming out of the woodwork, and it's like, yeah, that was always bad. Like, yeah, that was always problematic. Yeah, that was shitty thing to do. Again, I hope that the police get defunded nationwide. I hope that insurance gets really, really taken down a notch and just taken off this pedestal where it's like, well, you have to have insurance because what if? You're like, motherfucker, if I'm just doing my due diligence and living my life and not even parking tickets, then why the fuck would I need car insurance if I'm a good driver? And now all these insurance companies are like, hey, you get a good driver discount. If you drive well, then you can pay us monthly for nothing, but you'll get a discount. Like, just make me pay the premium, the monthly premium, if something happens. And then maybe, like, how cool would it be if you get a speeding ticket and then you're like, oh, fuck, I'm gonna pay insurance $45 instead of paying the $80 to $150 that the speeding ticket was, and insurance is going to cover the rest of it. Like, that would be a really cool use of insurance. Or what if you get in a wreck and then you're like, fuck, it's how much to repair this? $1,000? Well, I'm going to pay a $75 deductible one time because I'm a pretty good driver most of the time, and this happened and it like wasn't even my fault, but $75, and then insurance would step in and pay the rest. Like, that's what they should be in place for. Anything other than that, where it's like, you need to pay this every month because you fucking need to pay it every month. It's like, what, fucking fuck off, insurance companies. Fuck you. It's the same type of thing with health insurance. Like, if it was all pooled together and it was just came out of, collective taxes, that would be really, really good for everybody because guess what? You could just go to the hospital if you're sick. You could just get medicine if you're sick. If there was medical coverage for everyone, Medicare for all, then I could get Lyme disease medication. I wouldn't be a sick fuck anymore, and I'd be more able to do more work in this capitalist-driven society, and then I'd be able to get my head above water again. But as it is, I'm like, well, I'm gonna fucking name my comedy special Living in the Limelight and hope that people go, oh shit, this guy has Lyme disease. Let's help him out. Spread the word. Like, get the fucking word out there. And hopefully, one day, I'll maybe be able to afford the medicine for it. Like, fuck that bullshit. Medicine should be a noble pursuit, not a business. This has been You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. And I'll think of an episode title later. All right, later.